Welcome everyone. As Hashem continue the Pele Yoyed, so it's Aleph, Shir number 16, a new topic in the letter of Aleph, which is Avos Habonim Vabonos. The Pele Yoyed now focuses on how we should love our children. Avos Habonim Vabonos Gamkin Atev Mechaivoy Miachos Shehem Etzem Me'atzom Ovo Bosom Ibsari. Nature obligates, encourages a person to love his dear child because they're your creation. You brought them into this world. They are part of you. However, there's a problem that could happen with that, and that is a person has gaguin, the chiba yaseir, he has a tremendous love for his children, and sometimes, just like shaychad yaver, pikhim, shaver, bribery blinds the person, sometimes a person is blinded by his own children for the love of his children. And I'm going to tell you a medrash. If not for Chazal saying this, we would not be able to utter these words. But Chazal say it. And Chazal say that Yishmael was born to Avraham Avinu decades and decades and decades after he was barren, didn't have any children, and he spoiled him. And this is one of the reasons that originally at first, the medrash says this. Chazal say this. This is one of the reasons at first as to why Yishmael went off. He did do shuvah, did come back, but they decided what to do with it. And the Pele Yoyed continues to discuss over here that a person who loves his father, excuse me, a person who loves his son, his children, he'll make sure to discipline his children properly. I'm going to tell you a maisa, a quick story. I'm not going to embellish it too much, but basically, we said this recently also. I'm not sure if it's a Musa shir here, but one of the shirim. You have two boys having a catch, the ball keeps them going to the street, the boy runs to the street, gets the ball. And each time he runs to the street, doesn't look, and the car comes and honks on the horn and starts screaming, "Watch what you're doing." And he continues ignoring the cars. And then the ball comes again to the street, and the person honks on the horn. He ignores the drivers, just playing ball, carelessly, not paying attention. The next time the ball goes on the street, the boy bends down to pick up the ball. The person who's driving the car doesn't just slam on the horn, but he opens his front door and he starts getting out. The boy looks at the driver's getting out. He forgets about the ball and he starts running for his life. He's running for his life. And the man slams the door shut. He's running after that kid and he's chasing him down one block, the second block, over the bushes, under this. And he grabs the kid. And he gives the kid a good beating. Who's this man?
Father.
It's his father. Everybody else didn't love the kid as much as this person because this is his son. And he doesn't want his son getting hit by the car because you're playing a game of ball. Now the patch is a patch of love. I'm not encouraging patches, I'm not discouraging patches. I'm just telling you that's what it has to be. It has to be with discipline, with love. And there's a ma'isa that's brought down, I believe, from Rav Elie Lapian. The great Baal Musar, Rav Elie Lapian, I believe they say about him that when he had to discipline his children, he would first put on a special coat. You know, there were those who put on special begadim to honor their father, honor their parents. He put on a special beged to discipline his children. You think, well, what does that mean? Special garment to give a patch? So he kept this coat in the third floor in the attic, and he was on the first floor. And by the time he went to the first floor, put it on, buttoned it, and came back downstairs, he was calm. And when he disciplined his child, his children, it was a discipline in control, out of love, as opposed to with kas, out of anger. Obviously, it's easier to say it right here in the Bishas Maisa when we had the situation going on. But we have to learn what the right thing to do is. And that's what the Pele Yoyed is teaching us over here in these two pieces, Avos Achinuch and the Chinuch of Ben HaKatan, of educating one's young children, and he says by the children when they get older as well, there has to be a dual concept over here. There has to be ahava, and there also has to be a yira. Children have to be taught that when a parent walks into the room, you stand for the parent. This is the raisa. Children have to be taught this. The mother walks into the room, this is the raisa. Many years ago, it was around 25 years ago, I went to and the Sifa, Rav Yosef Rosenblum, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, the Yeshiva Shar Yosher in Borough Park, he was saying over like this. He was saying, if it's raining and your mother needs to put on her galoshes, you get down there, This is how he spoke, very strong. And you put them on. And don't be through with me. Oh, I can't touch your lady. Your mother. This is your mother, he said. You get down and you put on her galoshes. She should bend down to put on the galoshes? And you're standing up over there? This is exactly what he said. I want to tell you something. There was a lot of things spoken at the Zasifa. I remember this like I heard it yesterday. A mother serving food at the Shabbos table. And the children are sitting there like kings. He says, this is backwards. This is exactly what he said. Now, if the mother wants to serve the food because she made the food and she feels comfortable, that's very nice. So she could be in the kitchen also. But the children should get up and make sure that they're helping the mother. That's what has to be done. This is chinuch. While we're on this topic, I'll say now in the recording, I've said it a few times, so you here in person, I've heard this already, but I remember as a kid, I rode my bike to my friend's house. He'll ask me, why was he my friend? Okay, fine. I rode my bike to my friend's house to go bike riding. The garage door is open. He's 20 feet away from his bike. He calls his mother to get his bike. And I'm looking and thinking, like, am I missing this picture over here? And his mother comes smiling out, sure, here's your bike. I'm thinking, what's wrong with this picture? What is wrong with this picture here? We have to educate our children properly. We have to give them proper love, but there has to be the proper yira, the halachas. A child should not contradict a mother or a father. The last point he says over here on this topic for now, tomorrow we continue on this point, that a person has to be careful, a parent has to be careful not to embarrass his older children. If a father or mother embarrass the older child, now you say, what age is the older child? It depends on their pikkus. If they already feel, I didn't appreciate that, what you did in front of my friend, so then that's something you have to try to avoid.